Good afternoon. This is Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. Welcome to Reflection on this fifth Sunday in Lent, Year B. Our readings are Jeremiah 31, verses 31 to 34, Psalm 51, Hebrews chapter 5, verses 5 to 10, and the Gospel of John chapter 12, verse 20 to 33. Let us pray. The Lord is here, and we will praise Him. The Lord is here, and we will worship Him. The Lord is here, and we will trust Him. The Lord is here, and we will honor Him. The Lord is here, and He has called us to give Him all the glory. Amen. Lord, You have given us laughter and song, work and leisure, hope and anticipation, faithfulness and peace, praise and thanksgiving. You have filled our days with journeys and discoveries, with striving and succeeding, with energy and stillness, with solitude and togetherness, with silence and celebration. You have offered us hope and new beginning, cleansing and renewal, comfort and deep satisfaction, forgiveness and mercy, Yourself, Your love, and Your Son as our Savior. We come to offer our heartfelt thanks and the adoration that comes from lives made new by the power of the Spirit. We bring gifts in the name of Christ, the source of all gifts of grace. Amen. Lord, we are aware that we can sing our hymns, say our prayers, and listen to Your word, but still not have worshipped You. We can come for friendship, fellowship, or just out of habit, and find that our hearts are far from You, and our worship had been dried out an empty reflection of the real thing. Come, Holy Spirit, and breathe new life into all our hearts and lives. By Your Holy Spirit, equip us all to offer the praises You deserve. Worship set on fire by the power from on high. For Your glory's sake. Amen.
Jesus came, and it's
We pray the collect for the fifth Sunday in Lent, followed by our parish prayer. Let us pray. Almighty God, you alone can bring into order the unruly wills and affections of sinners. Grant your people grace to love what you command and desire what you promise, that among the swift and varied changes of the world, our hearts may surely there be fixed, where true joys are to be found. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our parish prayer. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled A New Covenant. And we begin with words from Isaiah chapter 31, verses 31 to 34. The days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. It will not be like the covenant that I made with their ancestors. But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts. And I will be their God, and they shall be my people. For I will forgive their iniquity and remember their sins no more. This is perhaps one of the greatest promises God made in the Old Testament. The words were uttered at a time of natural disaster. After the death of Solomon, Israel, the United Nation, was split into the Northern Kingdom of Israel and the Southern Kingdom of Judah. The Northern Kingdom, Israel, was conquered by the Assyrians in 722 BC, and its citizens were dispersed throughout the world. In 526 BC, about 156 years later, the Babylonian Empire overthrew the South Kingdom of Judah and exiled its citizens to Babylon. In today's reading, the Lord declares the end of exile for both kingdoms. The Lord, who oversaw their destruction because of their disobedience, now promised their restoration. During his time in prison, Jeremiah would see a time when Israel would be free again. However, a great change must come over the people. God was about to do a new thing, but the people must be involved. The old covenant had proven to be a failure, not on the part of God, but on the part of the people. There had been many covenants, all of them not having a lasting effect on the people. God made a covenant with Noah, when God promised never to destroy the earth again with a flood. And the rainbow was the sign of that covenant. God made a covenant with Abraham when God promised the land of Canaan to his descendants forever. And circumcision was the sign of that covenant. The term Old Covenant refers specifically to the covenant God made with Israel as a people on the holy mountain of Mount Sinai. The sign of this covenant was the Ten Commandments, and the body of the law recorded in Exodus 21 and 22. This covenant was sealed with the blood of sacrificial animals sprinkled on the people assembled. In the history of Israel, this covenant was renewed again and again. In the early days by Joshua, and in the latter days by Ezra the priest and Nehemiah. It was renewed because it was continually broken. Not by God. God was always faithful. But the people's disobedience led to the breaking of the covenant on their part. Israel utterly failed to perform her part. Therefore, it became impossible for God to do what God had promised, until God rejected them and cast them out of their land. We're reminded that a covenant is an agreement between two parties based on an initiative of love. These covenants were all initiated by God, because God loves Israel. And so now, God promises to enter into a new covenant. The old covenant was imposed by an authority from without. The new covenant was to be established by an authority from within. The old covenant was engraved on stone and needed to be enforced by pain and penalties. The new covenant is to be written in the heart and sustained by love. The new covenant will be spiritual and affect the heart of the people, all of God's people. And the new covenant will be sealed with the blood of the Son of God, the Word who became flesh. The old covenant was with the nation of Israel. The new covenant would be with all those individuals who would commit themselves to being disciples of Christ. In the new covenant, knowledge of God will become universal. All of humankind will have the opportunity to know God. Hence the command to preach the gospel to all nations. That command is given by Jesus to those who would be his disciples. The new covenant will be permanent and final. For I will forgive their iniquity and their sins I will remember no more. Under the old covenant, the remembrance of sin was made once a year on the Day of Atonement. Under the new covenant, God will grant God's people individually a real and absolute forgiveness as often as they are penitent, to enable the relationship between God and humankind to be sustained as if sin never existed. When Christ was crucified on the cross, he drew all people to himself. Thus, all people have the opportunity to be a part of this new covenant with God in Christ, empowered by the Holy Spirit. It is all God's doing in and through Jesus Christ. God continues to forgive, renew, reform, and call God's people into a right relationship with God and with each other. It is God who is always faithful to the covenant. The question is, how faithful are we? Do we have the law of God written on our hearts? The heart, the center of our consciousness, that influences how we think, speak, and act? Is the law of God the law of love? Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, written on our hearts, and directing our thoughts, words, and actions? Do we have the law of God, love your neighbor as yourself, written on our hearts, and directing our thoughts, words, and actions? Have we allowed God to remove that heart of stone, the unforgiving, unloving, selfish, self-centered, angry, lustful heart, doing it my own way heart, with a heart of flesh? That is a caring, unselfish, humble, generous, and loving heart. God can and will change that heart of stone into a heart of flesh, but God will not do it without our consent. We have been called to be a people of the new covenant. At our baptism, we have been sealed with the sign of the cross, the sign of Christ. We received the gift of the Holy Spirit and were affirmed as children of God, members of the body of Christ, and inheritors of the kingdom of God. If we are to be true to the new covenant in Christ, the words of the psalmist in Psalm 51 must be our daily prayer. Psalm 51, verses 10 and 11. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and put a new and right spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. The covenant. God said, I will be your God, and you will be my people. God is always faithful and true to that covenant. How faithful are we? May God help us to be faithful and true to the law of love that is written on our hearts. Amen. Let us pray. O Lord, support us all the day long of this troublous life, until the shades lengthen and the evening comes, and the busy world is hushed, the fever of life is over, and our work is done. Then, Lord, in mercy, grant us safe lodging, a holy rest, and peace at the last, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Give us grace, O Lord, to work while it is day, fulfilling diligently and patiently whatever duty you appoint to us, doing small things in the day of small things, and great labors, if you summon us to any. Rising and working, sitting still and suffering, according to your word. Go with us, and we will go. But if you go not with us, send us not. Go before us, if you put us forth. Let us hear your voice when we follow. Hear us, we beseech you, for the glory of your great name. Amen. Our brother Jesus, you set our feet upon the way, and sometimes when you lead, we do not like or understand. Bless us with courage where the way is fraught with dread or danger. Bless us with grateful meetings when the way is lonely. Bless us with good companions when the way demands a common cause. Bless us with night vision when we travel in the dark, keen hearing when we have no sight, to hear the reassuring sound of fellow travelers. Bless us with humor. We cannot travel lightly, weighed down with gravity. Bless us with humility to learn from those around us. Bless us with decisiveness when we must move with speed. Bless us with lazy moments to stretch and rest and savor. Bless us with love, given and received. Bless us with your presence, even when we know it in your absence. Lead us into exile until we find that on the road is where you are, and where you are is going home. Bless us, lead us, love us. Bless us home, bearing the gospel of life. Amen. And as our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heal the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will. And in that service, we pray that God will continue to make us instruments of God's peace. Where there is hatred, let us sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you and give you his peace, this day and always. Amen. And as we continue in the pandemic, we pray that you will continue to obey the regulations and be safe. Have a very spirit-filled and productive week.